unfortunately, there has not been any arrest yet. The police are working very positively towards getting in the arrest, but I think it's more to do with having the community own up. I think that's where they hold up is right now, because the community being isolated and rural as it is, hiding the perpetrators, which is, I think, giving a challenge to the police. But I know for sure that the police have been working really hard around the clock trying to bring in the perpetrators, which have been identified already.
So we actually know who committed the torture on this the 6-year-old girl, is that right?
Yes, the police have identified the suspects already, and yes, we do know the identity of the perpetrators.
So why can't they be arrested if we know who they are?
Oh, we will also have to take into consideration the distance of the police, of the village from the main road, which is a good half-day drive. And also, this is not only a police, you're looking at culture stepping in as well. Police driving into the village to do the arrest, and then people can easily run off into the jungles when it's set off, unless the community works very closely with the police. And I think that's where the problem is. The police have tried 3 times already going to the community to arrest the perpetrators, but they're not there. And if you know the terrain, you know that you would know that people can easily go into the village and go into the forest, and it's really hard to track them down. And I think that has been, in the last 2 cases, has been the challenge that the police have been faced with. Unless it's a joint operation with the Defence Force and the police, I think they can be able to bring in the perpetrators. Another challenge is when, not in this case, but in other cases where the police have been faced with, is when people go into the village to do arrest, police go into the village to do arrest, and then you have the villagers or the community chopping down trees to stop the police from coming out, and you have 200 villages against 4 policemen or against 10 policemen. And right now, with the ratio of police in Papua New Guinea, which is like 1 to 1,000 Papua New Guineans, it's really a very tough thing for the police too when it comes to the numbers. When the community, especially, instead of watching with the police, are watching against the police, which is one of the challenges in this case right now.
It's pretty clear this is a lot more than just a policing issue, a policing problem. You're dealing with social attitudes and culture. How can those be changed?
Education and aggressive awareness. There has to be an aggressive awareness. Now we have the political will. We didn't have that the last few years. Now the government has taken notice that this is now an epidemic that needs to be treated as an emergency. And through that, one of the things that can change people's attitude is through aggressive awareness and education. And that needs a coordinated approach. We need the churches and the NGOs to do what they're doing on the ground, implementing most of the policies that the government has that treats gender, treats children, treats women, but now, and law and order as well. But now we need the community, we need the police, we need the health department, we need just about everyone working in this space to come together in a coordinated way. And I think the onus is now back to the government to work together. There is actually about 3 different strategies working concurrently right now. We have the gender strategy that has been pushed by the Department of Community Development and Religion. We have the SNAP, the Sorcery National Action Plan, that is the strategy that is being pushed by the Department of Attorney General and Justice, that is they're pushing it right now. And then we have the CIMC, which is a government entity that is pushing the Family Sexual Violence Unit. But the all 3 of them are working in under different, one is under an NGO, and the 2 others are by the government department. But we need that coordinated in such a way that it helps better coordinate the work on the ground. If we can have all of that working together, we might be able to curb this. Education running concurrently with awareness, running with arresting of perpetrators, these can be done if we can have coordination.